good to be here tonight, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to begin. I tell you, the best part of my day that day were two testimonies I got. Two different people came up to me and testified about a healing from cancer. A man and a woman who just recently, I mean, they had cancer and it was bad. But they had been healed and had reports from the doctor that the cancer was gone. Isn't that exciting? God still heals today. God wants you well. He wants all people to be healed. Isn't that good? He wants you healed all the time. Not sometimes, not maybe, and if you're good enough, and if you'll do this. No, He wants you well. God wants you well. Well, my title tonight is Faith, Doctors, and Medicine. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about faith. It says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." See, that tells me faith pleases God. And I want to please God. But I think, well, how do I please God if I go to the doctor and take medicine? Well, it says in Romans 4:21, Abraham said, he was fully convinced, Abraham was fully convinced that what God has promised him, he was able also to perform. You see, Abraham was fully convinced when God told him he was going to have a child that he would have that child. Now, I want us to become fully convinced tonight what God has said to us in His Word about doctors, about medicine, and how that relates to faith, and how it can all work together and please God and bring healing to your body. Because I don't know about you, but I've struggled with this. I felt guilty. I felt defeated when I went to the doctor. I thought, well, if I had enough faith, I wouldn't have to go to the doctor. How many have felt that before? The devil is so mean. He just lies, lies, lies. And we're going to uncover his lies tonight. So how does faith work with doctors and medicine? What matters is what the Bible says. And so that's what we're going to look at. And we're going to begin with Exodus 15:26. And here the Lord is speaking to Moses, and this is what he says. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. This is one of the great I am statements of God. He says, I am the Lord who heals you. Here God reveals himself as Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals us. He is our healer. And I want us to get this settled in our minds right up front. There is only one true healer, and that is God.
Amen.
Only one healer. And our one healer, many times will use different channels to bring healing to our bodies. One source uses different channels at times to bring healing to our bodies. We have one creator, there's one source of life, and there's one healer. Doctors are not healers, but they're a channel sometimes that God can use to bring healing to our bodies. They can help us. Sometimes they can give us medicine. Sometimes you may go in and have surgery. But you know, when you come out of that, they cut you, and you come out of that operating room, your body still needs some healing, doesn't it? It has to heal up. We need our healer to help our bodies to heal. You know, and God can cause healing to be exponential. It can be 2 times faster. Supernaturally, 3 times faster, 4 times, 1,000 times faster. Sometimes healing is instant, but God is the healer. God is our healer. We must always keep that in our minds. Preachers are not healers. Preachers can be used by God to pray with you and agree with you and help you come to a faith, a place of faith where you can believe God for your healing. There are channels that God can use to bring healing to your body. The Bible says, that's what we're looking at tonight. The Bible says in Psalm 103:3, speaking about God, that He forgives all our iniquities and He heals all our diseases. It's God who heals our diseases. He is the one true healer. We can respect doctors and what they do for us, but they're not our healers. God is the healer. God is the one who forgives. God is the one who heals. And we must be careful, be ever so careful, that when our bodies are healed, that we acknowledge the one true healer, and that is he is the one who heals us. We have to be careful who we give the credit to. It says in Jeremiah 17, verse 14, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise, all glory belongs to God." There's a story in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 about King Asa. And this is what it says about him in verse 12. "In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Then in the 41st year of his reign, Asa died and rested with his fathers." See, it's the 39th year of his reign, all the way to the 41st year of his reign. He is diseased in his feet. He is ill. He's having trouble. And he sought help only from the physicians. That's the problem there. There's not a problem with doctors or with physicians. The problem was that the issue is that Asa sought help only from the physicians. He did not seek to know the Lord first. See, Asa was a man, he knew who God was. He knew that he was a God of miracles. But he, instead of seeking God, he left God out and went to the physicians and he died. We see, we don't replace God with doctors. We always go to God first. I remember as a child growing up, anytime I would get hurt, I remember I always burned myself. Or if my stomach was hurting real bad, I remember I always say, "Mama, pray for me. You got to pray first." And she would pray for me, and then sometimes we'd have to do what needed to be done. But that we always need to do that first. God may use people and things to help you, but go to God first and ask him what to do. You know, sometimes Christians have the attitude that, "Well, I'm just not going to fool with all that faith stuff. I'm just going to go to a doctor and get medicine and get well. But see, that's doing what Asa did. That's leaving God out and going to the doctor instead. You know, I think this has happened to me where I said, I've been sick and I would think, you know, I want to believe God, but, you know, I'm just so busy. I can't take the risk that if I believe God that I'll just keep getting worse and not get well. What was that? I wasn't even faith. There was no faith there. You know, but it's that attitude of thinking that it's got to be God or it's got to be the doctor. It's not either or. It says in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, this is what the Lord says. "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." See, that's purposely choosing to leave God out. It says in Psalm 108, verse 12, "Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly. It is he who shall tread down our enemies." See, it's God who is our healer. God is the one that we need to turn to. God may use somebody to help you, but we must first go to God. So right here at the beginning, there is only one healer, only one source of our healing, and that is God. Now, he may use other channels and other things to heal our body, but God is our healer, and we must leave that first. So what does the Bible say about doctors? Let's see what Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew 9, verse 12, when Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Very plainly, those who are sick. If sometimes when you're sick, you need to go to a doctor. Who is the greatest physician? Jesus himself. He is the greatest. You know, sometimes we can just go straight to him and pray, and when our faith is in a place where we can believe and healing comes and is taken care of. But sometimes I don't understand, and don't be judgmental of me, and don't be judgmental of somebody else because they go to the doctor. But sometimes we're in a place where we're just having trouble, and we know in our hearts that we're having trouble believing God, and we need to go to a doctor. You know, there is the third gospel is Luke in our Bible. Luke, he wrote the book of Luke. Talking about Jesus, he was a great man, and he was saved, he was filled with the Spirit, he had many years of ministry, he traveled with the Apostle Paul and did great things, but the Bible calls Luke, it says in Colossians 4:14, Luke, the beloved physician. Luke was a beloved physician. God is not anti-doctor. Faith is not anti-doctor. It's not either or. It's not either or. It's you go to God first. If he leads you to go to the doctor, you go in faith, believing that God is leading you there, and you trust him. He is a source. You're trusting him to minister through that doctor to you to bring healing to your body. It's not either or. You know, when you, I have even have gotten to this point now that if I have a headache, you know, instead of just grabbing that bottle of ibuprofen, I want to pray. I pray first. I say, now, God, I'm asking you to heal. And I know what's in my heart. Sometimes I just, you know, it's not in my heart. So I take that ibuprofen and I say, now, Lord, and I hold that in my hand. I say, now, Lord, I ask you to use this medicine to get rid of this headache. And he does. And I give God the credit. I give God the credit. He did it. He is the healer. It says in Romans 14:23, he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. Now here's the phrase, whatever is not from faith is sin. Amen. I like what the Amplified says, for whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin, or whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. See, when we get direction from God and we act in the way that we believe he's leading us out of, that is faith, because we're believing and acting on what he has told us to do. It says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. See, we're trusting God, so we go to him and asking him, and he directs our paths. We acknowledge God first, because he's the only one that can fix us, and then he'll guide you down the right path. He'll guide you to the right doctor, the one that can help you. Ask God to lead you to the right one. Now, God can heal your body with... I remember when I was facing going into surgery, and I asked the Lord. It was the second time I dealt with cancer, and I felt like I needed to have this lump removed. And so I prayed, and I just felt like God led this one doctor, put this doctor in my heart, that this is the one. So I called him, didn't know if he would do it. He said he would. And when I was laying in that doctor on the operating table, I was awake through the surgery. I elected to be awake. But, you know, I would say, I knew that this was the man that God wanted me to go to. So as he was operating, I was praying, and I said, God, I just pray, and I thank you, Lord, you're helping him. He's getting all this cancer out, and I'm believing you, and I'm thanking you for it. And it was a time of victory, and it was a place of faith. They don't judge me and say, well, why don't you just believe without that? Why don't you just believe God would just make that lump go away? Because my faith was not there. God knew where I was. He brought me to the place that I needed to be so that I could receive, so I could have faith to believe and receive my healing. God is so good. Because, see, you do not receive according to what can do, what God can do. You don't receive according to what God can do. You don't receive even according to his will. You receive according to your faith.
That's right.
We receive according to our faith. And let me give you proof of that. I'm going to give you some scriptural proof that we receive according to our faith. And I'm only going to take the book of Matthew. Just one little book out of the Bible, a few passages. It says in Matthew 9, begin with verse 2. Then behold, they brought him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith. Now here are some men. They brought their friend who is paralyzed, a paralytic. And they brought him before Jesus. And Jesus saw these men, that they had faith for their friend to be healed. He saw their faith. Jesus said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. At once, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take your bed and go home, go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. I love this story. See, this man was healed because Jesus, they had faith. We get healed according to our faith. But notice what Jesus, he says, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Now, how is that the same as saying that you're healed? How is that the same? because you have to realize, remember, sin is the root cause of all sickness and disease. And when you take care of the root cause of all sickness and disease, that takes care of the sickness and the root cause, the sin, has been removed out of this man's life. So healing comes forth. Because remember our salvation? It includes not only forgiveness of sins, but healing for our body as well. Matthew 9:22. This is the story of the woman who was healed with the issue of blood. Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was well from that hour. What made her well? It was her faith. She believed. Matthew 9:28. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him and said to him, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." These are blind men. They can't see. But he asked them, "Do you believe?" He says, "Yes, we believe." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. Look at Matthew 15:28. Here's the woman, a woman who's coming and asking God for healing for her daughter. Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed. Verse 21, Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith," there's that faith thing again, "if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." You see, what is the determining factor? It is your faith. Faith is the determining factor on how and when you receive. It's what's in your heart. What is in your heart? It's not one, two, I do this, I do this, I do this, and so I get it. It is not saying everything exactly right. It's not works. It's what's in your heart. It's not pretending. It's what's in your heart. All things are possible, but that must be in your heart. And I want to encourage you not. If you don't have faith, you say, "But what am I going to do? It's not in my heart. What am I going to do?" Well, it says in Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." What can you do if you know it's not in there? Start putting the word in your heart. Start putting it in there. Spend time with the Lord and put that word that by His stripes I'm healed. Put it in your heart. Take time, and the Lord Himself will cause that to come alive. He will help you to be able to believe. How do I know He'll do that? It says in Mark 9:23, here's a man that came for healing for his son. Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." See, this man believed to a point, but he saw there's some unbelief in my heart, and he said, "Lord, help me." So maybe you're at that place tonight. You say, "Well, I can believe to a point, but Lord, help me." What do you think? How do you think God's going to answer that prayer? He's going to help you. He'll help you to be able to believe. God wants you well. Faith pleases God. And if you believe God has led you to go to the doctor, and you go in faith, you've prayed, and you believe that God, when you go into that examining room, that God's going to lead and guide that doctor the right path for you, that's the high. I know we all would love to just be able to pray and not have to go to the doctor and we're well. That's the highest. That's the best. But let's begin where we are and go step at a time. And in your step of faith and in your step-by-step believing God, you're going to be pleasing Him all along the way. It says in Isaiah 38, this is a story. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a whole page. I've got to go back. I knew that wasn't making sense. We've been talking about doctors, that sometimes the sick, more sick, we need to go to the doctor, and that's okay with the Lord as long as we go in faith. Now, what does the Bible say about medicine? What does it say? Because I tell you, there's many times in Scripture where God uses natural things combined with supernatural things to bring about a miracle. In 2 Kings chapter 2, is a story about when salt was used to make bad water good. So here is Elisha, prophet Elisha, and he's in the town of Jericho. And it says in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19, "Then the men of the city said to Elisha, 'Please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees. But the water is bad and the ground is barren.' And he said, 'Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it.' So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, 'Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall no more death, shall there be no more death or barrenness.' So the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke." Here we have an example where God used a natural element, salt, along with the spoken word of God to bring change. And see, that happens with our faith, along with the word of God, in faith to bring healing to our bodies. It says in 2 Kings chapter 41, this is a story about poison in a pot of stew. There was a pot of stew. And it says, I'm just going to skip a whole bunch here. Elisha the prophet is involved in this story as well. But in 2 Kings 4, verse 40, "Then they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened as they were eating the stew that they cried out and said, 'Man of God, there's death in the pot.' And they could not eat it. So he said, 'Bring some flour.' And he put it into the pot and said, 'Serve it to the people that they may eat.' And there was nothing harmful in the pot." Now, why did God use flour to heal the stew? God knows. I don't know why he used that. Do you know we don't have to know everything? We just need to hear from God and obey. Do our part, he'll do his. But here's another example of a natural thing combined with the supernatural power of God that brought healing. Now let's go to an actual healing of your bodies. This is in Isaiah 38, verse 21. This speaks of King Hezekiah. Now King Hezekiah is very sick and he's going to die. Hezekiah doesn't want to die. So he prays and he cries out to God to please let him live. Please heal me. And this is what the response was in verse 21. Isaiah had said, he said, "Take a lump of figs, lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover." And he did. Why didn't God just touch him and heal him? Why didn't God just use Isaiah to just go wave his hands over him and be healed? God could have healed him without the plaster. He didn't need those figs. But remember, it's not about what God can do. We don't receive according to what can do. We receive according to our faith. And he knew what he needed to do to get Hezekiah to a place to be able to believe. And all faith is at different places and at different levels at different times. God knows where your faith is at, and he knows what it will take to get you well. He has a plan. He has a plan for you to be well. Another example in John chapter 9, and I love this story. Verse 1, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' When he had said these things, look at what he did. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said, 'Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,' which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing." Here we see God healed blind eyes with mud and spit. Now we read earlier in the message how there were these blind men and Jesus just laid hands on them and they were healed. He didn't use mud and spit then, but he used mud and spit here. What's important is that he was healed and that he could see. I have some mud and spit. I'll call this my mud and spit. Because back when I was fighting cancer, God brought this to my path. I knew that chemotherapy was not for me. I had no peace about that. But he brought these herbs. These are herbs. I call them mud and spit because, man, it looks like mud and it smells horrible. But he brought this across my path. And see, I had to take this 3 times a day for a year. And it can be rather irritating because 3 times a day, I had to get it, and I'd get a little toothpick, dig just enough out, and I couldn't stomach the taste. So I had to put it in a little capsule and swallow it. And you can't make it ahead of time because they all dissolve and it makes a huge mess. So 3 times a day. And I have to confess, I had a bad attitude at first about this. It is so irritating to have to do that. You're in a restaurant, you're out with friends, get out the toothpick, dig the stuff out. But my attitude was wrong. It was bad. I didn't see it as being my mud and spit. God changed my heart. You see, sometimes we can get mad at God because, why didn't you heal me right away? Why do I have to do this? Don't get mad at God. He's doing the best he can with what he has to work with you. He's meeting you where your faith is. He wants you well. He wants you well. So I changed my attitude. Instead of 3 times a day grumbling, complaining, 3 times a day I got to rejoice and praise my God and thank him for healing me. So when you have to go in for a treatment or you have to take some medicine that you don't want to, change your attitude and say, Lord, I thank you for bringing this my way to help bring healing and wholeness for my body. Thank him for it instead. This is my mud and my spit. See, God can use all kinds of things. He used salt, he used flour, he used plaster, he used figs, he used those herbs for me. One more example. Timothy had stomach problems. It tells us in 1 Timothy 5:23, Paul told him, he said, drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Thine often. So that shows me that often Timothy's stomach bothered him. It's nothing more irritating than have a weak stomach that bothers you all the time. And Timothy seemed to be suffering from that. What did he tell him to do? Drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. You know, God could have healed Timothy without having to do that. Why did God use wine? Why didn't he just heal him? Because sometimes God will instruct us to do natural things in combination with our faith. I remember as a teenager, one time I had a cold. And so in church, I went down to the front. They had prayer partners back then. And I went and had somebody pray for me. I remember exactly who it was. I said, I've got a cold. Would you pray for me to be healed? And I was believing God for healing me. He prayed for me. And when he got through, he looked at me and he said, you know, sometimes you can get a cold because you're not drinking enough water. Okay? So I went back to I tried not to let it show, but man, did he hit the nail right on the head. That minister had heard from God telling me to drink some water. I said, how is that healing you? Well, that week, you know, teenagers can think of stupid things anymore. I didn't need that. I had decided and I'm not going to tell you why, but I had decided I wasn't going to drink water anymore. I didn't need that. And so I didn't. And of course I got sick. God knew. I mean, he could have healed me, but then I just got sick again. I needed to start drinking water for my body. Sometimes you get sick and God is trying to tell you, you're doing something stupid to your body. And you don't realize it. He's trying to tell you, drink some water. Stop eating that. You need to start doing this to your body to make it well. God meets us right where we are. So what do you do? Do you go to the doctor? Do you take the medicine? Do you have the surgery? Do you have that procedure? What do? The answer is you got to be led by the Spirit. You got to go before God and find out. Take the time. Get still before God. And ask him, what do I need to do? And follow your peace. And he'll direct you so that you're to get well. You know, there's reasons why. I'm going to go through this real quickly. There's reasons why people don't go to the doctor. Sometimes they don't go because of fear. They're afraid. They're afraid what the doctor's going to say, so I'm not going to go. Well, that is not faith. That doesn't bring healing. Sometimes people don't go to the doctor because of money. And that's a big one. I understand that. Don't you just hate it when you have something done and it costs, I mean, you could have gone on vacation with your whole family for what that one test cost you. So that's a real factor, because sometimes we just don't want to do it because of the money involved. But in your heart, you have this nagging fear, this thing that just won't go away. You need to go. You need to go. We need to realize that Jehovah Rapha, our healer, is also Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And if he leads you, he'll give you the provision that you need. Because God wants you well. God wants you well. Sometimes, particularly Christians, they don't want to go to the doctor because they're confused. They don't want to displease the Lord. They just want to be able to just to trust God. And I've been there. I just don't want to go. I just want to trust God to believe to heal me. But if it's not in your heart, you need to go to the doctor. You need to go. Here's a reason why you don't go to the doctor. Because you know in your heart God has touched you and you're going to be okay. There's no fear. There's just peace. You know it. You know it. There is a pastor, Raymond England, pastor of Trinity Lighthouse Church in Denison, Texas. A few years back, he went to the doctor and found out he had a tumor behind one of his eyes, and it was pushing his eye out. And the doctor said, you got to have surgery and get this out. It's going to push that eye right out of the socket. It's going to push that out. So he goes home, and he prays, and he seeks the Lord, and he just knew in his heart, God said, you don't need that surgery. I'm going to heal you. He didn't go. Tumor went away, and he was fine. You see, that was an instance where he just knew. He just knew. And there will be times you'll just know. The more you get into the Word of God, you more allow it to become a part of you, more you allow it to get into your heart, you can be more often be able to just know, God has healed me. I know that I'm well. And in faith, you can just believe God. Amen. I tell you, the answer to everything, the answer to all this, you've got to be led by the Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So wait on the Lord. Find out what He wants you to do. Then you can act in faith with confidence, whatever that is. I tell you, God loves you. He wants you well. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I want to mention two things, and then we're going to have a prayer time. But first of all, if you're not here at Grace a lot and you haven't heard us talk about this a lot, I want to make sure that you understand what she meant when she said that sin is the root sin. Jesus made that real clear about the blind man. But what she's talking about is that sin is what brought sickness into the world. Now you can get sick because of your sin. It does happen. But a lot of times, most of the time, we deal with sickness. It's not because of some sin in our life, but it's because sin brought sickness in the world. And in the same way, Jesus took care of the sin of the world so we can be healed. That doesn't block us from being healed anymore. The same one that forgives you heals you. And the other thing I just want to emphasize to you, I want to say this real clearly. It is whatever you do by faith, not by fear. When you operate in fear, the devil has you on the run. You go into the doctor in fear. You're going to take medicine in fear, whatever. If you're doing it in fear, then you're limiting God working in that situation. So whatever you do, if you're just going to believe God, if you're going to take medicine, if you're going to go to the doctor, if you're going to change your diet, whatever you do, you're saying, I believe God wants to use this to help me get well and to heal me. And you trust God. Wow, that's such a powerful, appropriate verse out of Romans 14. Whatever's not of faith is sin. So you always want to, whatever you do, you're doing it trusting God and believing Him.